I think we look for it to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Well, topping area news, the Harlan Fire Department, along with Medevac Ambulance, was called to the scene of a man who was trapped inside of a grain bin late Thursday morning. According to Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson, the call from 1135 1300th Street came in at around 11 a.m. on Thursday. Beeson said the man, whose name was not released, was helping to unload the bin when he got caught.
I'm not exactly sure what he was doing, but he ended up getting his foot lodged down close to the auger, but it never got into the auger. It was just kind of wedged, and he was about waist deep in the grain.
The chief says the fire department trains for such an event, and they worked hard to get the man out.
So our protocol was to get the victim out, and so we got our equipment out, and we started excavating the grain around the individual. And we finally had to end up cutting holes in the side of the grain bin because we just couldn't get down there far enough with our hands and the equipment to get his foot unlodged.
And Beeson says the Westphalia Fire Department was called to the scene to help out, and eventually the two departments were able to get the man out.
We did get him out. He was transported by Medevac to Mertu. And it took us about 4.5 hours. He may have some tissue damage to his foot, but, you know, he was conscious the whole time talking to us, and we did, some of our firefighters are EMTs also, and so we did start an IV on him, and we got some IVs in him, and he was oriented and talking. He was actually helping move grain around him. It was kind of help keep his mind occupied.
LifeNet helicopter did land at the scene, but the EMTs determined the man's injuries were not sufficient enough to have him be transported to an Omaha trauma hospital. And Beeson says a dollar amount of the damage was not available, but the chief did say the farmer will have to replace the door next to the auger and about 6 to 8 sheets on the grain bin that was damage due to cutting by the fire department. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Elsewhere in the news, a Nebraska man was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident near Atlantic on Thursday morning. In an update to a story we first brought to you yesterday, Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring said 25-year-old Michael J. Schrader of Lincoln, Nebraska, had been driving a 2001 Chevy Impala registered to Stephen Barbier of Omaha when the accident occurred. Westring said the car had been traveling south on Highway 6, about 3 miles south of Lansing Road, when Schrader swerved to miss a dog. The German Shepherd, which belongs to Schrader, had gotten away from him earlier in the day.
He said he took it for a walk and it took off on him. Not from here, so he was out looking for it.
And when the dog ran out of the ditch in front of the car, Schrader swerved to avoid hitting his animal. The vehicle then crossed the road and entered the east ditch before rolling onto its top. Schrader suffered minor injuries and was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment. Atlantic Police located the uninjured dog about a half an hour later. The car sustained about $3,500 damage during the accident. There were no citations issued. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer yesterday reported that a Clarinda woman was transported to the hospital following a single vehicle accident that happened Tuesday afternoon near Clarinda. 26-year-old Kayla Morrison suffered unknown possible injuries after the 1997 Ford Taurus she was driving went out of control on a curve and slid into the ditch. The accident happened around 12:30 p.m. Tuesday as she was traveling east on 150th Street and attempted attempting to negotiate the curve northbound. Morrison was able to get out of her vehicle and walk for about a mile. She later denied any pain, but was transported by Clarinda ambulance to the Clarinda Hospital. The car sustained $2,500 damage. Morrison was cited for failure to hold a valid license. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
In our funeral announcements, Elda Gaskell, age 103, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Elda Gaskell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Rolene Roll, age 82, of Stewart, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Rolene Roll will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Don Lynham, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died April 6th. Memorial services for Don Lynham will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Village in Indianola. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Shirley Lou Nyson, age 79, of Minden, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Shirley Nyson will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Louise Holland, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Louise Holland will be on Monday at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Herbert Hansen, age 89, of Brayton, died Wednesday in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Herbert Hansen will be held this next Wednesday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.